प्रभा ले बाबा को साथ, उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन, जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, प्रीतम से कर मिलन, जागो आत्मन, उठो आत्मन, आई रे प्रभा।
ओम शांति। Today's topic, children should give the proof of their love. There are very few children from all over who have given the proof of love. Baba had so much love for the children. For how long did he give the practical proof of love? What did he give you? Do you remember? Even not considering his own health, what proof did he give? Not considering his own physical state, for how long did he continue to give a searchlight? For how long did he give the proof of love? You used to say that there will be an effect on this, on the body. But did Baba stop to consider his body? This was the proof of his love. Now in return, children also have to give the proof of love. You have to perform the actions that Baba demonstrated to you. Just as Baba showed you about Amrit Vela whilst in the corporeal form, the children should also do the same. For until now, the result has been that children try and satisfy their own heart and just wake up and sit there. There isn't that intoxication or awareness of being embodiment of power. Instead of being the embodiment of power, what has been mixed in? Laziness. So although children have meeting, because laziness is mixed and because the line is not clear, they are not able to have the experiences that they should have in the meeting. This is a mixture. If you start this year, when everyone sees the Madhuban Nivasis, everyone will start to do the same. Madhuban Nivasis specially love, and so they should specially sacrifice themselves. One always sacrifices oneself out of love. Baba wants us to be in the state of eternal vigil, complete watchfulness, complete alertness at Amrit Vela. Baba said that you have meeting with the Father, but it gets mixed with laziness, and because of this, you don't experience yourself to have that intoxication, or you don't become the embodiment of power. Baba is giving the example of Brahma. He didn't care about for his body. Sacrifice. That's the proof of his love. And in return, we have to give such proof of our love. So Amrit Vela is the time where there should not be an iota of laziness. The mind should become completely alert, awake, mindful. Then only we will fill the soul you would be able to fill the soul with that divine power. And what is the cause of this laziness? When laziness comes, the real cause of laziness is when you don't see any point in doing something. You feel this is useless. So you feel lazy. You don't see any point in getting up because mind remains the same, depressed, frustrated. So people don't see any point in doing a particular thing, and then that laziness settles in the heart. The real reason for laziness is not that person doesn't want to do, averse to doing it. That is not the real reason. Or the person hates it. The real reason for laziness is we don't see any advantage of doing it. That's why we become lazy. To get up in the morning. Why to get up in the morning? Okay, even if you get up, do all the things like a ceremonial and finish it off. That's it. Why to offer bhog? We don't see any point in it. It has already been offered by those people in general. So individually I don't have to do anything. So I don't see any point. Why I should churn? Why I should speak? There are already truck full of speakers sitting there, waiting for their chances. Everyone wants to speak something or other. Everyone wants his name to be flashed and to become a celebrity and to have a bunch of followers. Why we should do all that? Let them do. That is the absolute Maya. And that's a great protection for me. For not speaking, for not churning, and to continue my ordinary way of Brahmin life with my limited sphere of consciousness. And I have all the reasons to do that. Psychology says we pass through three stages. It's a triangle. Rather than saying that, it's a triangle. First, the child. Deepest within our heart, there is a child hidden. It doesn't want to follow any rule. It is illogical. It's very mischievous. It loves to play pranks. At times, throw temper tantrums. Become irritable. The second stage above the child is parent. Now parent starts thinking what should be done, what should not be done. This is true, this is wrong, this is false. This is right, that is wrong. So deep within our heart there is a child. Above the child there is a parent. And above the parent there is an adult. He has come of age. He understands. Adult is a matured person. He takes all the decision with discretion, with the decisive sense of discrimination. We all pass through these stages. So, whatever that happens within us, or whatever that is manifested outside, is the result of some or other reaction, psychological reactions taking place within. We act according to those thinking pattern which is within us. We reason, we are logicians, we are philosophers. Sometimes we act without thinking also. Life presents so many diverse situations. There are failures, there are frustrations, there are deceptions in life. And when these things happen, when the dreams are shattered, when these things happen, sometimes we lose enthusiasm and then the laziness sets in. In Brahmin life also, how many Brahmins are there who are highly enthusiastic about effort? Hardly few. Rest all are engaged in something else in the name of effort or seva. So, we need to understand what this laziness is. Alasya. It's a sort of hypnosis. We keep on doing negative self-talk. Keep on telling ourselves, this is not needed, this is useless, this is stupid. I need not to do this. These people, they are in ignorance. And because of this negative self-talk, we developed an aversion for a particular thing. And then we don't want to do that thing. And that's how the laziness happens. So laziness is the result of seeing the futility of things. Or it is the result of hypnosis. When Swami Vivekananda was asked in America, what is the difference between hypnosis, sammohan and chanting of Om? Are they same? Hypnosis and chanting of Om. He said, chanting Om is dehypnosis. It's a reverse gear. It dehypnotizes you. When he was asked, oh, so you have come to hypnotize us from India? He said, no. You already hypnotized. That you are body. I have come to dehypnotize you. That you are not bodies, but spirit souls. So we also need to dehypnotize. We have already programming done. Now start with deprogramming and then reprogramming. Deprogramming is dehypnosis. Whatever pattern you have created within, set of thinking, set of sanskars, a mental belief, I need to eat this. If I don't eat, I will suffer. This is a pattern I have created. This much water I need to drink. I have created this because I have heard. So this belief is created. I need to drink lot of milk in order to make my bones strong. So I have this belief created from my childhood and I follow that belief. I need to eat lot of fruits. I have this belief. So belief is created. And according to the belief, I act. And because of which a program has been created. I have to get up at 4 o'clock. This is a program I have created. When people tell me, oh, you should get up at 3:30. My belief system resists it. I just don't want. I feel this man is a dangerous man. It's better not to go near him. You feel him like an enemy. Because why? Because he's challenging your belief system. This is not my business. This is not my cup of tea. So anybody who comes and challenges your belief system, you feel him to be your enemy. You want to criticize him indirectly, in a very beautiful manner, using examples from life of Mamma, Baba, Murli, Sakar, your own experiences, experiences of others. So that nobody can point out to me that this is my personal enmity. So this is all about belief system. You have created certain beliefs here. You have the belief system of 3 meals a day. I have to take breakfast, I have to take lunch, I have to take dinner. If somebody comes and says something against this, He challenging your belief system. You are absolutely uncomfortable. You just want to reject it. You don't even want to listen. Stop! Because he has challenged your belief system. So this programming has already been done. So there are various programs which we have created in our mind. So now the thing is, we need to deprogram. Deprogram is to destroy and reprogram and create new programs. It is all about programming. It's all about programming. Some people eat particular type of food. So that is their program. This person eats a particular type of food. This is their program. Some say this is the best. Some say that is the best. Some say that if I don't eat meat, non-veg, I'll become weak. So that is the programming that has been done. I need to eat meat. Some people are programmed, if I want to become a bodybuilder or I want to become strong, I need to eat more. So that is the programming they have done. So it's all about programming. Some people say that if I get up very early in the morning, I'll feel sleepy throughout the day. So that's a set programming and they follow. Whatever programming is done, body will follow. That's why reprogramming needs a lot of patience. Because you are breaking your own belief systems. And this is what is your in actual purusharth or effort. That's why the path of effort is absolutely uncomfortable. Because you are fighting with your own addictions. You are addicted to smoking from last 30 years and somebody comes suddenly and says, oh, give up smoking, this is very bad. I understand logically it is bad, but I can't give up so easily. This smoking habit has been there with me for 30 years. If I try to break it suddenly, it will be a shock to the body. And I may even die. That's the same thing happens. Suddenly you tell somebody, oh, you do fasting. They do fast and suddenly by evening they are starving, dehydration, deprivation and even death has happened. Why? Death is not because of lack of food. It is because of the shock. It is because of the stimulus which is taken away. The similar manner. This is one example. Anything which we are used to. You are used to particular lifestyle. What is your lifestyle? You get up early in the morning, you do Amrit Vela. And then you go for Murli, and then you listen to Murli, you go for breakfast. And then you have your seva, and then your afternoon lunch. And then you have your sleep. Now I try to take off your sleep. Actually, you're already having 6 hours sleep at night, and this was 2 hours extra. So you are almost taking 10 hours sleep, okay. But you are used to those 10 hours sleep, I take out 2 hours sleep. Your whole lifestyle will become disturbed. Not because lack of sleep. It is because of the shock which his body has received. Because the stimulus has been taken out. Somebody is sitting on computer for the whole day. And he feels it is necessary. This is my job. It is seva. I one day take out his computer. He feels restless. Why? Not because it is a physiological need of the body, but because of the shock which his mind has received. Because of the removal of the stimulus. So any removal of the stimulus should be gradual. So don't make any transformations instantly. Some souls can do that. Only few. Not all. They will require a lot of convincing. And which convincing? Self-convincing. In the similar manner, come back to the same point in Murli. Laziness. Why we have become lazy regarding particular thing? Because we don't see its importance. Because we are not seeing any... We feel this is pointless to do. For example, exercise. People don't do exercise. And then they come with body ache and this and that pain. And when we tell them, do exercise. And they say, yeah, we know all this exercise. I have tried exercise multiple times and 2 days I had backache and body pain after exercise. This is not my cup of tea. I will not. I have tried. It is not that I have not tried. But that caused me so much pain. I had to miss my Amrit Vela and Murli because of that exercise thing. So I have logically, intellectually decided that I will not touch it again. Now somebody comes with his new theory of exercise and says that you should exercise. My mind rejects it. So it is not that I am lazy. I am lazy because I am not interested in it. I am lazy because I don't see any importance. I am lazy because I feel that this is not for me. This is for other people. Let them do it. And this is how I have created self-defense. These are my inside self-defense mechanisms. So I need to understand the pattern which is happening within me. Everything is all in the mind. You are following a set of things because you are convinced that this is the way you should live. The moment you decide, for example, a woman loves a man too much and she wants to marry this man. She is head over heels in love with that man. She dreams of him, she thinks of him, she just wants to marry him. And then suddenly he tries to avoid her after some time. Suddenly, he feels disinterested in her. And she is all the more now after him. Asking when we should marry, when we should marry. But then, suddenly one day, she realized a new nature of this man. That this man is a deceptive man. This man is involved in criminals' investigations. But still she wants to help that man. The man is jailed and she is doing everything to free him. And she even does. But again the man is a cheater. And at long last, when he tries to cheat some other lady, she realizes this is a total charlatan. I cannot tolerate this man. Now her initial love or obsession has turned into strong hatred. So what has happened now? Earlier she was mad in love with her. Now she wants to kill him. So what this has happened? There's a man who loves mango like anything. He's always searching who can give me mangoes. From here, from there, from everywhere I should get mango and stock in my room. I should have enough, at least for 10 days. But then one day, because of eating mango, he develops such loose motion and diarrhea. He lands up in the hospital and he had to go for 1 month, so many things, multiple complications. And when he comes out, he just hates mango. Now what has happened? Where has gone the love? The love has converted into hatred. So this is all the programming which is happening here. It has nothing to do that whether mango is good or bad. It has nothing to do with this food and that food is good or bad. It is my belief system. So I decide. What is good for me may not be good for you. What is good for you may not be good for me. Because this is all I have created a belief system. So we need to keep on creating program, deprogram, reprogramming all the time till we reach a stage of satisfaction, a satiation, where we feel that yes, this is my heart. This is what my heart always wanted to do. Till now, whatever I was, this is false. There was a surgeon, a very great surgeon, who was having experience of 70 years of surgery, and he was one of the elite surgeons, one of the surgeon par excellence. He saved hundreds and lakhs and thousands of lives. But when it was a time to retire and he was given farewell, he said, I want to reveal one thing. I never wanted to become surgeon. This was never after my heart. I always wanted to become a musician. And I always missed music in my life because of this hectic job of surgery. But now I feel, now I am really doing what I was born to do. Music is my life. This was something, an external chore which I did. An unnecessary thing. Now I am coming to the original. So this is what everybody should search, the inner core. the real me, the real desire, my inner perceptions. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Children should give the proof of their love. There are very few children from all over who have given the proof of love. Baba had so much love for the children. For how long did he give the practical proof of love? What did he give you? Do you remember? Even not considering his own health, what proof did he give? Not considering his own physical state, for how long did he continue to give a searchlight? For how long did he give the proof of love? You used to say that there will be an effect of this on the body, but did Baba stop to consider his body? This was the proof of his love. Now in return, children also have to give the proof of love. You have to perform the actions that Baba demonstrated to you. Just as Baba showed you about Amrit Vela, whilst in the corporeal form, children should also do the same. For until now, the result has been that children try and satisfy their own heart and just wake up and sit there. There isn't that intoxication or awareness of being the embodiment of power. Instead of your being the embodiment of power, what has been mixed in? Laziness. So although children have a meeting, because laziness is mixed, and because the line is not clear, they are not able to have the experiences that they should have in the meeting. There is a mixture. If you start this here, when everyone says the Madhava Nivasis, everyone will start to do the same. Madhava Nivasis especially love, and so they should especially sacrifice themselves. One always sacrifices oneself out of love. Om Shanti.